This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The wife of a man shot and killed by an Aurora police officer in May says she's read and seen movies about black men fatally shot by police, but Andrice never thought it would happen to her husband.
It's like my life turned into a movie, and I can't even describe that pain.
Police body cam footage shows police confronting Lewis as he reaches in his pocket and puts his hands up, holding a cell phone. Police had been following Lewis, who was a suspect in a May 5th shooting in Denver. A proposal to construct what would be the tallest building in Colorado Springs is generating backlash. Nearly 6,000 residents have signed an online petition against the 27-story apartment tower. The city's urban planning manager, Ryan Tiefertiller, says real estate developers say they need taller buildings.
If you're hoping to develop your property, the economics of property values will tell you you need a relatively high density project.
Developers recently dropped the size of the proposed apartment tower from 400 feet down to 300 feet. It would still be more than 50 feet taller than Colorado Springs' tallest building. Young people navigating Denver's municipal courts now get public defenders. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
Previously, minors appearing before municipal courts for things like vaping or trespassing would meet with the city attorney to talk about plea deals or diversion programs. But if a kid thought they were innocent, they had to pay for their own lawyer or represent themselves. Now, kids will have the option of free representation from Denver's public defenders. Advocates say the move will help reduce the school-to-prison pipeline by keeping kids out of the justice system. Juveniles with even minor charges can sometimes get expelled from schools without recourse. City Council passed the bill in December, and it takes effect in July. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
This is CPR News NKRCC.